Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Doug!
Hey, Doug!
Wow, it's like talking into a mirror.
Or said yabba dabba do, but I don't know.
You just got to do what comes to you when it comes to greetings. I've never been great at it. It's Thursday, May the 4th be with you, 2023. Oh, yeah. Have you done anything, Doug, to celebrate Star Wars Day today?
Not yet. Maybe I'll watch some Star Wars stuff later.
I took a few minutes to strangle a Wookiee.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Which just means I just jerked off to one of the sexier scenes.
I'll watch the holiday special later. What's one of my favorite things on Earth?
Oh, my God. I've never, like, really watched it. Like, I've never.
It's beautiful. It's on YouTube for everybody out there. If you haven't seen it, it's a great train wreck.
But isn't the video quality really bad
on the YouTube? Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it probably looked a little better when it was actually on TV. This is like a millionth generation copy of something nobody wants to have out there.
Yeah, Star Wars buried that fucker deep.
I like the Guardians of the Galaxy like response special, like that they did a Christmas special and it was good.
Yeah, it was fun.
I liked it. I'm in Rosemont, Illinois right now.
Oh, and close-ish.
Oh, you are? Where are you?
I'm in Bloomington, Indiana.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess we're sort of close.
Closer than last week, I guess, or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we're just bopping around all over the place. And our guest today, I'm not sure exactly where she is, but she was just on Doug Loves Movies recently, so I hit her up to do this. Her name is Bree Pruitt, and I met her, a very funny comic who I met in Portland, Oregon, if my recall is correct, and she's now she's in Los Angeles. So let's go to work. Hello, Bree Pruitt.
Hello, Doug Benson.
And
Doug Millard.
He seems to be lurking in the shadows. How are you doing, Bree?
I'm doing so well. I'm calling to you from raining Portland, Oregon, where I'm visiting, and it's so nice.
That was going to be my next question. Where are you? And
you ruined it.
Interview over. No, that's fun. And when you say it's raining there, that's always right.
So always just the persistent drip in our IV of depression. It's very good. I like it very much because I live in Los Angeles. I've been living in East Hollywood, and I'm from Portland, so being back here is just therapy. We got trees around. I got salmon.
It is beautiful. I do think it's a beautiful city. Yeah. And then when the sun comes out, it's like next level. It's so nice. At least you're used to it. Like I bet a lot of people travel to Portland and then are disappointed that they rain the whole time they're there.
They're not ready. Yeah, everybody wants to drink a beer on a patio by the river with a bicycle, but honey, it's not all food carts, okay? You got to trudge in some goulashes for 9 months of the year. But yeah, it's not for everybody. I like it a lot. It's beautiful.
It's funny how it's become such a bike riding town, because it's miserable riding a bike in the rain.
I mean, like, isn't Amsterdam kind of rainy too? Like, I guess
yes.
Cyclists are just gluttons for punishment. I think they just really want to save the earth, and they think it should hurt, you know?
Yeah. Both times I went to Amsterdam was for the Cannabis Cup, and it's, you know, an event that was happy, I guess, to probably save some money on things, because they'd have it in the least popular time of year to visit Amsterdam. So it was always like freezing cold and rainy. But also there, I mean, you know, Portland, there's a lot of, you know, there's some places where if you're walking along, you might get hit by a bike. But in Amsterdam, they are on bikes moving fast in areas where you're just cruising around on foot as a pedestrian. And it's pretty wild how they rule the streets over there. Whereas I feel like Portland, it's always kind of a battle. Like, the cars are always like, get out of my way.
Yeah.
You know, the pedestrians are less concerned about the bikes in Portland.
It's true.
We met in Portland when you did Doug Loves Movies there at Helium, correct?
Yes, sir. Actually, we probably met at some point standing in a circle somewhere because of the Sean Jordan affiliation. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was a pleasure to do. I think I did Doug Loves Movies at Helium Comedy Club a couple of times, which was great.
Yeah, one of the times I like screwed up and told you the wrong date or something, the wrong something, and so it was like you had to rush over there, but you made it.
Yeah, there may have been a few rushed appearances on your program, which I'm embarrassed about, but probably not totally out of the norm.
Well, and you did, you've done Getting Doug with High as well.
Yeah, I loved Getting, and I never really told you the story of my experience doing dabs with getting Doug with High, but it was a little, it was a little much for your girl. And on the way home.
Yeah. I think I heard.
Oh, the aftermath.
Tell us about it.
Okay. So I did a dab on air, mm-hmm. did a dab off air. And then they were like, do one more. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to do one more. Three dabs. Maybe too much for me. And everybody's got a different constitution. And I got in that black hired car to drive home. And this guy thought he was in the Indy 500 on the 101. He was weaving. God. He was wobbling. And I knew I was not going to make it. Okay. I knew I was going to be nauseous. I was going to be sick. So I had a handkerchief on my head, and historians of Getting Doug with High can reference the episode. I had a handkerchief on my head. I took it off my head. I poured the contents of my purse into the handkerchief to make a hobo's bindle stiff. And then I got sick into my purse expertly.
Whoa.
No, like in an improv scene, you didn't see anything, you know? And I was feeling very anxious about the man. He was very concerned for me, and I said, it's okay, I didn't make a mess. And I asked my boyfriend to gather all the cash in the house because I didn't have any cash to tip him. And so my boyfriend comes out when I get to the house with like $30 and crumpled dollar. You know, I felt so bad, but he wasn't mad and it was fine. But yeah, three dabs is too many dabs. We know.
Whoa.
Oh yeah. God. Also, the guy driving like a maniac didn't help. Yeah.
Yeah. The driving. Yeah. Maybe that too.
Yeah, I'd blame that more because, you know, I found that in general, you know, being high is good for nausea. You know, it's like easier to get through stuff that's like roller coasters or whatever.
I am sorry to say that is not my first experience being nauseous after dabbing, but it's only excess dabs. It's only dabs north of three to five in like a 1 hour period, which
I think, yeah, I think what's happening there is that it's causing it's that cough reflex that comes with heavy hits.
And just being like a little bit discombobulated, which messes with your equilibrium and your sense of horizon in a busy car. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we always thought we were doing the right thing by, you know, ordering cars for people because we didn't want anybody to drive. But it didn't really dawn on me that if the driver's terrible, it's going to be a bad experience.
No, he was wonderful. He was a pro.
But also, I'm just picturing the you know, the purse and how you can, you know, if you can get your whole face in there, then yeah, then there was no spillage. And that's really cool.
I'm sorry to even tell the story because me, myself, I am an emetophobe and I don't like it in film. We just talked about this on Doug Loves Movies, mm-hmm. but you know what? It happens. And it happened.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised there isn't more like just people puking. I mean, Uber drivers must all have stories about it. It must just be a pretty frequent occurrence. And then sometimes you get an Uber and they'll actually put up signage about how much it's going to cost you if you throw up in their car.
Kind of a payday.
I like to have a dollar figure on it because if I'm in the mood to throw up and I can afford it, you know, I might as well take advantage of the situation.
Yeah, you just had a big lunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get it out. So Bree, we're going to talk to you today about your name, one part of it at a time. But first, before we do that, we have a couple of warm-up questions that we ask all of our guests. And the first one of those is, and I don't think I know the answer to this one, what's your tattoo situation?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm going to tell you all this.
Really? Is it personal? Do you have some hidden ones or something?
No, the answer is I have zero tattoos. And I think it's kind of embarrassing. I'm from Portland, Oregon. And I'm like, you know, like a fat alt girl. Like I should have a bunch of tattoos.
The babies there. Yeah, babies get a tattoo.
Yeah, I never landed on one. I'm too indecisive.
That's exactly why I asked this question of everybody, because everybody approaches it differently. And I have the same issue. I can't ever think of something that I want to just always see it there on my person. Can't, and I've never been drunk enough, you know, to be like, let's go ahead and get, you know, I've never been in that situation, you know, but maybe could have come close a few times, but I've never really wanted one. But our friend Doug Mellard is picking up the slack for both of us because
I've been that drunk plenty of times.
Yeah, and he'll have anything written on his body pretty much anywhere. And
I'm indecisive, but it doesn't matter.
Exactly, you're the total opposite end of indecisive. You're so indecisive that you just don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, and fortunately, your wife is okay with it too. But because she has, you know, she has to see all that stuff from time to time on occasion. you know, you got to think about others with tattoos because that's part of Doug's issue is he has had to alter a tattoo, which is you know, a nightmare in and of itself.
Yeah.
I guess not as bad as having it removed, actually. Like just changing it to something else is just the same sensation as getting a tattoo, whereas removing it is a whole nother feeling.
Yeah, it tingles a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Well, good for you, Bree. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of your zero tattoo situation.
Yeah, we're going to heaven.
Once have you ever... Yeah, we could be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
That's right.
But what also, that's the other thing. When
actually, I'm not Jewish, so I don't think I can be turned into Jewish cemetery.
Probably not.
Yeah,
if you don't convert,
they got rules about that.
Yeah, you got to convert
first. It's not just the tattoo thing,
but the tattoo thing. I wonder how closely they follow up on that. Like, why they're like, before they'll bury a Jewish person, they do a nude inspection.
Well, maybe, sir. I would think in what's it called? The very conservative Orthodox.
Orthodox Jews. Yeah. They would just go ahead and we got to double check and make sure that this guy didn't sneak off and get a tattoo when we weren't looking.
There's pretty by the book, I've heard.
Yeah, but I think that's because everybody follows the book. You know, I bet you there's some secret tattoos out there, but I'm not here to out any Orthodox Jews in their tattoos. I am here to ask another question of Bree Pruitt. It goes like this. Have you ever got to name any pets in your life?
Unfortunately, I don't know. Fortunately, I haven't, because I am not really a pet person.
And you'd probably give them a weird name, is what you're saying?
I don't really think about pets, you guys. Like, I know that I'm not ever going to have a pet. I'm not having kids. Mm-hmm. I'm really just kind of doing my own deal. You know, if I'm going to name, I've named some bongs.
It's important. You know, lots of things get named, not necessarily just pets. Like in my neighborhood in LA, there are delivery robots all over the place going up and down the streets. And they put little names on the sides of them. I mean, you know, it's also, I guess, a way to keep track of which robot's which, but it's still hilarious to me that they have names, and their names like, you know, Luann or, you know, Sydney or whatever. Like, they're, you know, they don't give them like boring names. So it's a, I don't know who gets to name the robots. Maybe it's kind of like hurricanes. They just go off the vertical, slap them on automatically in order. Okay, so good for you being the probably the first guest on the show who doesn't have any tattoos and has never named a cat.
I feel like a sociopath. I feel like an alien. I just...
No, those are both absolutely normal things.
Perfectly reasonable lifestyles.
Yeah. And the not wanting to have children, that really goes hand in hand with the pets thing, because pets really are, you know, they're obviously not as big of a responsibility, but they're close enough. It's a lot.
You boys have pets? Lot.
I don't, because of the road, traveling on the road all the time, and I'm always a little sad about it, because I wouldn't mind having a dog. And Doug, of course, has one of the greatest dogs to ever exist.
By the way, I almost texted you a bunch of times, and it was just such a panicky situation, but I knew you'd want to know, and I just realized I didn't text you. But our dog, Penny, who's the best, she had to go to the ICU last week. It was terrifying. What? Yeah.
What was the problem? And she's okay, I take it?
She's okay now. Like, I was playing fetch with her before I headed out here to Bloomington. But they basically, like, one moment, it was this crazy thing. One moment she was literally, like, she's 15, but she gets at it. She was literally, like, playing fetch and stuff and, like, took two laps around our place, like, just had the zoomies. And it was adorable. And then the next thing we knew, she couldn't really walk. And we just didn't know what happened. We took her straight to a hospital. We had to keep her overnight. And they kept asking, do you have weed in the house? And we're like, well, yeah, we're cool. Of course we have weed. And like, but we're like, that's not it. We know it's not it, because it's locked. You know, we keep it in a specific place. And even if it was, she's been around weed for 15 years. She's never taken it. Why would she just suddenly start doing it? And anyway, the next day, they told us we had to move her to an ICU across town. So we do that. And then they called us in again, and they're like, look, she's crashing hard, like kind of prepping us for like worst case scenario. Like, and then like a few hours later, they were like, we don't know what happened, but there's a miraculous turnaround. Suddenly, not only can she walk, she's trying to pull us out of here. We think she's looking for you guys. So we went and grabbed her and picked her up. And then, you know, 2 days later, she's running around again. And they still don't know 100%. But the theory is, somebody messaged my wife after she like posted about like the symptoms, and they said it was probably a frog, because it had happened to their dog. And I guess if a dog gets a frog in their mouth, they can secrete a poison. And it's kind of like a similar effect to like apparently weed, I guess, with a dog. But like, and we have a lot of frogs in the front yard, so we think it was a frog. But she's doing good. She's doing good. But what a scare! Oh my goodness.
Bless her.
Yeah, it's like I guess it was like kind of a paralyzing effect that this, you know, and that's also part of it is, especially with doctors pumping her full of stuff.
Right. Yeah.
You know, fluids and stuff probably got her. You know, made it so that it was only temporary or whatever.
Yeah.
It just like wore off.
So don't eat frogs.
We've all been doing comedy long enough to have heard that, you know, people do. I've never had one, but, you know, bits about getting high from licking frogs.
Right. Yeah. You know,
there's a drug I've heard of called Bufo that's derived from frogs, but I don't know if an actual frog is involved.
I mean, it's got a fun name regardless. Bufo?
Yeah.
I love
one of these DMT kind of drugs.
Yeah, let's get fucked up on Bufo. That sounds good.
So glad your dog's okay, and Doug.
Throw up in Uber.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I guess that's the best way to hear the story. If you'd have texted me while it was happening, I might have gotten pretty sad about it. But now that it's, everything seems fine.
She's good now.
That's good. All right, so now let's talk about the name that was chosen for you by others. How was growing up Brie?
Yeah, I was a Brianna.
Okay.
Or actually, I'm a Brianna, and people okay. called me Brianna, and so I started going by Brie.
Because you just didn't want to correct the Anna part every time?
Yeah.
That makes sense. It's just to avoid the hassle.
I guess now it they was call just you a hassle. And now they call me Brie, or they just spell my name horrendously. It's unfortunate.
It is. There's a lot of ways to go with it, especially these days when people are intentionally adding extra weird letters to names just to make them special. So, like, the number of ways to spell Brianna or Brianna, that's there's a lot of options there. So you personally just started saying call me Brie, and like kind of made it, I've only known you as Brie, like it just sort of became your professional name.
Exactly. Yeah, I just kind of rolled it over. I think about going back from time to time, though. Do you ever really? Think about going Douglas?
I never do. No. Because I don't. I mean, I guess maybe when I as I age, maybe I would do it. Maybe
just
nah,
to command
I can't
some
do it.
Respect.
Exactly. It commands respect, and the trouble is that the person commanding the respect, their name is Doug. That's the bottom line, you know. And then if you're not like a military general or vice president's husband or something, like Douglas just seems like a little too fancy. For
yeah, if you're not debating anyone, I guess you don't need to go. If you're not applying for a home reverse mortgage.
Oh yeah, then when I go in for that, I'm Douglas for sure. But also, anytime it starts from a place of they have that, you know, you're dealing with somebody that has your paperwork or a senior ID or something, they just start calling me Douglas, and it always makes me laugh. And and then also, I get Mr. Douglas, because people will look at an ID and add Mr. to your first name, and Mr. Douglas, I've always liked. That name,
yes.
It's the patriarchal figure on the show Green Acres. His last name was Douglas. So like the one hillbilly that one hick that would come around and talk to him about stuff, he'd go, "Mr. Douglas." So that's what I hear in my head whenever somebody does the long version.
It reminds me of, or like being called Miss and your first name, or Mr. and your first name, reminds me of being on a cruise. Like all the staff would call me Miss Brianna, and that's what they also call me in the South, like little kids.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cute. I was going to tell you that I, for like a day when I was like 13, was like, I'm going to spell Brie, B-R-I-X, like Grand Prix.
Right. I like it.
It didn't stick.
It's trouble is that just looking at it, people are going to say bricks and you're going to go, what?
Yeah.
but it is a funny concept. I mean, as it is, even the word Grand Prix, the pre part really throws people off. Like when I was a kid, I think there was a movie called Grand Prix, and I think I called it Grand Prix for a while before somehow, you know, quietly learning the truth. So, but shorting it to Brie is fun because, of course, Who doesn't like the delicious cheese Ooh. Called brie?
You so know, that's a fun and word. I didn't even know the cheese at the time. Like, I probably hadn't even tried it. I'm glad it's tasty.
Yeah, it's good. You know, it comes with that weird, like, kind of outer layer business, rind, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, the rind, and I never know how much rind I'm supposed to consume, but the brie that comes with it usually is so good that it just feels like, oh, you just sort of leave that aside like a chicken bone or something.
Yeah, you eat the skin of a kiwi when it's real good.
You do?
Some people do.
It doesn't just like eating like a little weird fuzzy.
Yeah.
Like eating something hairy.
Yeah. It's good to eat hairy stuff sometimes.
Sometimes you gotta get some hairs between your teeth. You gotta get in the game.
You gotta suck it up and
yeah.
eat some hairs.
So at Just B, since you're Just B-R-I,
yeah.
Brie, so that also people want to add an E to that, I bet, a lot of the time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to our friend Brie Larson. She screwed it up for all the E-less Bries.
But what a queen, you know? I love her.
Right.
She can do whatever she wants.
Well, what other Bries, like what other famous Bries have there been? I was trying to think of some and came up pretty short.
I believe there are some pornographic artists. and there's Alison Brie, another funny, adorable right. little actress. And I assume that Brie is not her last name, right? It's like
it
her middle name.
Be.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's her middle name. That feels like a real chosen name. Because when do you ever meet anyone whose last name is Brie other than her?
Yeah.
You know? So there's something going on there. Maybe, yeah, but it could have been her middle name now that you mention it, Alison Brie Jones or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you.
There's a comic named Brie Geiger who's really funny in L.A. And we became friends because of our shared name. Is that,
that
how you guys
horrible.
Met?
Well, no.
Kind of.
It's what's kept us apart, basically.
Yeah.
We both want to, you know, forge our own path. And so having the same name is, I performed recently with a comic who her last name is Benson and her first name is Caitlin. And I'd never run across her before. And I still just got like, you know, she was nice and seems cool and everything, but I still just got that kind of like, you know, you get kind of like, you want to just
Editive.
Be the one with that name, you know, and Benson's already too popular with, there's already lots of, known Bensons. So like, I don't need more, but Doug and I, yeah, we've established on this show repeatedly that, that we don't, we other than each other, we don't, we're not really close to any other Dougs. You know,
yeah.
I don't know how much that of that is just happens that way, or if, because I've said this before too, as for as long as I'll know him, whenever I say Doug to Doug Mellard, it feels weird.
Yeah,
he,
totally.
He doesn't feel like a Doug to me, even though I know he is one.
I just have a new friend named Brie, and she's my neighbor, and it's I really like her, but it is really weird saying her name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just also just have a different idea of what Doug should look and act like, and to me, Doug Mellard is like one of the cooler Dougs I've met. Like, he seems too cool for that name, in my opinion. but you know.
It always just seems like we've talked about it's just the walking punchline.
Yeah,
I like to think neither of us are just a walking
which is good for comedy. It makes people think, oh, this guy's probably fun, but then at the same time it also does signal a kind of a blandness.
Yeah.
Well, listen, speaking of things that are bland, we have to take a break for some boring ad copy that people might not want to hear, but hopefully their fast forward buttons on their devices are functional. And I'm just excited to say what I'm about to say. Be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back and we're still laughing about my clever throw to commercial.
Oh, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
I'm laughing solid the whole commercial break.
It just came to me today. And I got very excited about it. Have you done anything, speaking of today, Bree, have you done anything or would you do anything to celebrate that it's May the 4th be with you, aka Star Wars Day?
You know what's so funny? I inadvertently watched Star Wars today, did not realize it was May the 4th because it was probably given to me by some sort of algorithm that I was not aware of. Yeah. Probably saw something on Twitter or something like that. And like, yeah. I don't know.
Which
that's
one?
So funny.
It was a cartoon like in the Star Wars universe that I hadn't seen. They're making a lot of content at old Disney or whoever owns all the extended Star Wars.
Disney Plus.
It's like a Clone Wars or something.
Yeah. And it was like it was like interesting. It was funny. I'm a huge Star Wars fan though. Love it.
Update, because this was talked about off air. Top we were talking about the Star Wars holiday special and what a train wreck it is. But I think I just said it was on YouTube, but Matt off air told us, the producer said, that it is on Disney Plus now, which is amazing news because it'll be better quality of a train wreck. So check it out.
I mean, I guess that added to the badness of it that the video was always so terrible and old looking, but I do want to see a pristine version of it. And it's probably something you could turn on and like do other stuff while it's on because.
I think it really replicates the story.
Yeah, I think it really replicated the variety television of the time period, you know, like the Osmonds and stuff, where it was just like, and Sonny and Cher, where it's just like silly sketches and then different celebrities, you know, singing songs and. But just thinking about there being any kind of through line or story, and it's cracking me up because it really is wild that I've gone this long without, you know, watching the whole thing. So
it's hard to get through in its entirety.
Yeah. Now that it's on Disney Plus, I'm going to finally do it. And I really surprised myself with how little I watched Disney Plus. I thought I'd have, you know, be watching stuff on it all the time. But something about just having it all there at your disposal isn't enough, you know, because all the other streamers come out with more new shit than Disney Plus does. So I was watching all the new stuff on the other things. All right, Bree, we're moving on. We covered Bree. We ate a lot of Bree. But now, what, if you don't mind telling us, is your middle name?
Oh, my middle name is Michelle.
Okay. And has that had any impact on your life at all? Because we find that middle names tend to just be ignored, except for like when you hand somebody your ID or something.
I think it gives my name like a sort of a beautiful feminine fluidity. And that has influenced me because I am a beautiful feminine fluid person. So that's... It really worked.
Brianna, Michelle. Brianna. I thought I said it wrong for a second. Michelle Pruitt.
Yep.
BMP.
Yeah.
Bump. All right. So yeah, so does Michelle, other than adding elegance to the overall name, was never ended up being like, you never thought of like for show business using the Michelle part in some way.
It seemed I thought about doing Brianna Michelle Pruitt as an acting name when I was like theater, which is what I did before I did stand up. Uh-huh. And I thought it kind of seemed pretentious to have three names, you know?
Right. Yeah. The people that have them generally have to, like, when asked about it, they just have to shake their head and go, well, I joined the Actors Union and they made me use the full name, because there was a, you know, famously Michael J. Fox, his middle initial isn't even J. It just sounded good. And that's a case of somebody picking something themselves and it worked out so great. Like, Michael J. Fox is such a great name.
Yeah, it really is.
And a great dude in general. I'm going to watch his, he's got a new doc that's out on one of the streamers called Still.
Oh, it's out now?
Yeah, I think it is. Or about to be if it's not out now. But yeah, I saw him, you know, promoting it on one of those CBS mornings. What's been your nickname situation in your life? Like, as a child, did you have any nicknames that were predominant, or were people just happy to say? Because Brie almost kind of sounds like a nickname just because it's shortening of a longer name.
People called me Anna and Brie and Breezy. Breezy?
Yeah. Oh, Breezy's here.
Yeah.
For Sheezy. I like that. I like Breezy. I mean, just somebody should just call themselves Breezy and then whatever their last name is. That's just a good, you know, Breezy Pruitt. That's fun.
Yeah, that is fun. It sounds relaxing. It sounds like a comic that you'd see at like a Margaritaville resort or like a cruise ship. Yeah.
Yeah, here comes Breezy with some chill jokes and some cool vibes. Yeah.
Hey, man, Breezy. Relax. 30 minutes, you know? Family friendly.
I think there was a movie in the 70s called Breezy that was about kind of like a hippie girl. And I want to say Clint Eastwood, but I'm not positive on that. But I'm really shocked that Breezy that some actress or singer isn't called Breezy. It's also such an easy one to reduce to just being one of those one name people, you know, like here comes Breezy.
Yeah. Maybe that's an alter ego for me.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. It's your Sasha Fierce.
Yeah. It's my Sasha Fierce. Look for my Finsta Breezy Pruitt.
Breezy Brianna's on the case.
Yeah.
So what about now? Do you have any kind of anything anybody calls you other than Bree?
No. I don't think I'll say anything other than Bree. And I wouldn't. You guys ever feel like it's weird when people say your name at all? Like,
in screenplays and in real life, people that will use to your face your first and last name, those people are psychopaths.
And they know your name.
Yeah.
You know,
anybody
you know that they
hello,
know.
Brie Pruitt. It's like, what? Why are you saying that? Why are you saying the whole name?
It's almost like they're bragging that they remember. And I think that's rude. But I will say that over kind of I guess we're calling it post-pandemic, though it's not totally, you know, post, but sort of in this reemergence period, like so many people I haven't seen in 3+ years. And so I've just been introducing myself to people that I've known for a decade, just in case, you know, like I just, my brain is full of holes. So, you know,
same.
You just see anybody, even if it's a close friend, you're like, hi, Brie Pruitt here.
Yeah, comedians, it's like people you're friendly with, but you've known for 15 years or something. But, you know, you didn't text them, you know, during the pandemic necessarily. And
yeah.
So I just been introducing myself. It's nice. Polite thing to do.
A lot of losing touch. Like that's the thing about comedians to begin with, is how nomadic we are and how used to the idea we got that we just see each other when we see each other. And, you know, with lots of people, you'd see them more often than you'd think. But then, yeah, the pandemic was just like suddenly just all shut down. Like I didn't, you know, I guess there's lots of people I could have reached out to, but you know, what do you say? Like, hey, we're in a pandemic.
Right.
See you again someday, maybe.
I hope so. Yeah. Exactly. We're individualistic soloists as a job, you know, and like I have a pretty tight knit circle, but yeah, you see everybody at the gig, but that was not happening.
Well, that's where, you know, part of where this show came in for Doug and I is just fun uh-huh. to, you know, get together once a week and talk to each other. And then to also somebody else that one or both of us is, you know, knows. All right. So we've decided that if you do decide to pick up a nickname, because that's the other thing. It's funny when anybody says, call me, and it's a nickname, like when somebody insists on being referred to as a nickname, that's always fun. But at least now you know that Breezy's pretty good one to whip out at some point if you're feeling it.
Yeah.
But what about Pruitt? How's that for a last name for you?
It's a commonly spelled pretty cuckoo crazy. My last name is Pruett. A lot of people spell it with an ITT. Some people spell it with an ETTE. Some spell it with a Prewitt. So
some people be like FLARETH. Florin. That's really crazy how they, I mean, I thought it was Pruitt with an I or Pruitt with a T or an E and always double T. I feel like all those other variations you were mentioning, I don't feel like I've ever seen that or that it even makes sense. Like the burden you're putting on yourself with that extra E at the end, you have to explain it all the time. Right?
Absolutely. Well, I don't have an E at the end. I have one
no, I know.
E
I'm
in
just
the
saying,
name. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That
no.
Some people do. Yeah. It's just like, why? Like, just lop that thing off. It's unnecessary.
Like, unless you want to honor French heritage.
Yeah. Well, I used to be Benson with an E at the end, but it's just like, come on.
Oh, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Okay.
I don't know if Benson was ever... Doug, have you ever looked back into your heritage to see if there was like a variation or a longer version of Benson?
I don't know about longer, but there's definitely a mix of French and English Mellards. It's real weird. So I've had, there's actually like a Facebook group I used to be on with a bunch of Mellards, and some of the French people would just hit me up speaking French, and I have no idea what they were talking about. This is before like you could just hit translate, you know?
Oh yeah.
But I could see an E at the end of Mellard.
Yeah.
Mellard.
Mellard. I like it. I think it's good. But the last name Pruitt is definitely like a name that's, you know, out there. I wouldn't call it common, but
yeah.
But it's definitely, there's Pruitts out there, but I couldn't think. Well, before the show today, I was trying to think of famous people with the last name Pruitt.
There's only a couple, and they suck.
I think you're the number one Pruitt.
Fuck yeah, dude!
I think you're top Pruitt, most famous Pruitt. Well, who are these? Who are the ones that suck?
The one that I remember is Scott Pruitt, who was the governor of Wisconsin, I think, and he had all that trouble with the teachers. He was not treating the teachers good, like the Secretary of Education. I don't know. I can't remember, but he's a real jackass politician. There have been a couple of fictional characters, I think. Oh, there was just one that I saw in a show. You know that show? It was a Netflix show, and it was a vampire like priest thing. Oh shit!
His name was Pruitt.
Yeah, Monsignor Pruitt. Was the character's name, and the whole story was kind of like around him, and so it was like you know, a central thing, and I kept hearing it. Oh, it's the show Midnight Mass.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I like that show.
Oh, good. I didn't get into that one, mostly because of the mass part. anything's got any kind of religious connotations in the title, I'm already kind of out, just because I'm not, you know, I'm just not religious. So I already predisposed to not liking it.
It's critical of religion, if that's helpful.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I figured the midnight part was made, you know, trying to appeal to a cooler demographic than the mass part. There was that movie that just came out a couple of years ago called Mass, and it's very well acted, but very.
Was that the Johnny Depp thing?
Depressing movie. No, what's that?
I thought there, oh, that was Black Mass, I think.
or Mordecai. Yeah, so that's really interesting that we can only come up with like a fictional character named Pruitt. I mean, Pruitt also to me just sounds like, you know, like for some reason, I think maybe there was like maybe a character named Pruitt in like a commercial for some food or something, and the catchphrase was Pruitt grew it.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, but I don't remember what that was for. I feel like I want to say Pepperidge Farm, but that doesn't make sense, because Pepperidge Farm thing was Pepperidge Farm remembers. but I forget who Pruitt grew it. I forget where that came from, other than, you know, maybe just out of my own brain.
Okay, I Googled right it, and it says Autumn Margarine.
Yes, margarine. Oh my god,
I didn't know that margarine was grown, but that's why
the disconnect happened, with me remembering what it was about. That's why I thought it was about Pepperidge Farm and cookies, because I knew it was something that wasn't actually grown that they were promoting. grew it. Yeah, those commercials are probably really, it's probably really dating me how long ago that was. This is the most important question that we ask every time. And that is, what about, we kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, I think. Have you known any, are you close to or friends with any Dougs other than present company?
I cannot recall a single other Doug. Oh, there was a regular at one of our comedy shows in Portland, in LA, that I used to host, and he came all the time. His name was Douglas, and he was very nice, but not a Doug.
Oh, he really went by Doug.
Yeah. He was, he wanted to go a little fancier, and he went Douglas all the time.
Did he did he dress up? Did he wear a tie?
Yeah. Yeah, picturing like a British guy with a fancy mustache.
He wore glasses.
A jacket and glasses.
He wore glasses.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to meet one of these Douglases that insist on being called Douglas. It's an interesting choice. But again, thank you, Bree, for keeping it tight and only being friends with the Dougs you're speaking to right now.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That's wild. I mean, you know, there's probably been some Dougs you've done stand-up with, though, right? Other than us.
I can't think of any.
You never worked with Doug Stanhope?
I haven't worked with Doug Stanhope. Isn't that funny? Because he's around the Pacific Northwest a lot, which is where I came up.
He's just around a lot for a long time. Like, you know, a lot of people have worked with him. Like, he's a real road dog.
I've certainly met him.
Road Doug. Oh, that's a good title for...
an album.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, we always do a punny title for the episodes of this show. So this would be a good... we could call it Road Doug with Bree Pruitt.
And Tim Allen.
All I had was put your Doug into it with Bree Pruitt.
I have a lot of fun with that kind of stuff. Do it, Pruitt. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I think both your names really, first and last, really lend themselves to some fun wordplay. And we always ask, when there's, you know, time permitting, about your feelings about the our vice president's husband, he's a Douglas Emhoff. Do you have any thoughts about Douglas Emhoff?
Douglas Emhoff seems like a very supportive second gentleman. And
that's what I always do. Every time I try to just say what he is, I fuck up and say first. I mean, I guess he is the first second gentleman, but
yeah. Second that's gentleman. Very, very generous of you, Doug.
I mean, there hasn't been
sure.
a husband to a vice president before. I don't think.
No, this is it.
You know, I mean, obviously Sarah Palin could have maybe been it, but that we dodged that bullet.
Especially because that would have been a crazy second gentleman, because didn't he get arrested for brawling at a family reunion? And
the whole family was a mess. Like, this guy, Doug Emhoff, just really seems to, like, you know, for lack of a better expression, know his place. You know, like, he's really out there doing all the charity things and stuff and really supporting his wife and not doing anything squirrely. I mean, it's kind of funny. You think, you know, the press would probably be all over it if you're quoted as saying anything silly, you know, so he's probably just keeps it pretty, pretty serious.
I do picture like a Ratatouille style situation in the kitchen, just hijinks and, you know. Run around
you
that
think
house.
A rat pulls on his hair to get him to behave.
Totally.
That's I love that movie Ratatouille, but I just cannot get past the concept of something pulling on your hair to let you know which which ingredients to use. It doesn't make any sense. You know, I mean, isn't it wild that I'm fine with it? It's about a rat helping a guy cook. That doesn't bother me.
Sure.
Just the technical aspect of it that is cute. He's up there in his hat pulling on his hair, but that doesn't make it. I pull on my own hair all the time and don't accomplish shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a great cook.
But paper thin slices of vegetables with the hair pulling. Yeah. Oh.
The most, I mean, that rat really made some amazing dishes that were, didn't seem like a rat would think of them. Okay, so you're in Portland now. Do you have shows? Because this is going to come out tonight.
I really have nothing on the cal because I'm actually here for family. But every month in LA, I host a show called Cranes in downtown Los Angeles, and it is on the second Wednesday. I also host a show called High Priestess that is like a cannabis comedy and tarot card themed show.
What?
What happens?
How does that? Where do the tarot cards
fit? Have a tarot card reader on Decky, and she gives tarot card readings before, after, during for any audience member that wants to come get it. And then we kind of pull cards throughout the show, set some vibes, do some chanting and rituals, and just witch it up, you know?
And also get very high.
And we get high. Well, we don't get very high necessarily, but we're puffing.
Know what happened in the car.
Yeah. We don't need that on stage during a tarot card reading.
Yeah, just put a little something in the wind for the goddess, you know.
So, what did you say the venues where you do these shows?
Cranes Comedy is at Cranes Bar in downtown LA, and High Priestess is actually a backyard show in East LA. Oh. And you have to join our mailing list. And so it's highpriestesscomedy.com.
That's a priestess isn't the easiest word in the world to spell.
True.
Especially when you're in a hurry. When is the high priestess show is you say Wednesdays?
High Priestess has a TBD date. So yeah, you gotta get on the list first.
Get on the list and then they'll reach out. So say the website again.
It's highpriestesscomedy.com.
Okay. Yeah. Cause there was those extra word. Yeah. The extra word comedy.
Yes.
Could throw people off. You don't want to go to the wrong High Priestess.
That's true.
Highpriestess.com without the comedy is probably, I don't know what's going on over there. Doug Mellard, what have you got to promote?
This weekend, Friday, Saturday, the 5th and 6th, I am at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, opening for Dan Cummins. Come on out.
Yeah, come by and say hi to Doug if you come to a show there. The Comedy Attic is such a fun venue. And first time,
but you said it was awesome. My first
time. Bloomington is so fun. Have you looked? So you've walked around the town a little bit, Doug?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's real cute.
Isn't it? It's just a square in the middle of a town that is featured heavily in the movie Breaking Away.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's right.
I love it. The last moment of Breaking Away is a shot of that square in downtown. Oh, wow. And it says in big letters over it, filmed entirely in Bloomington, Indiana. They give him a real nice plug at the end of the movie.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I've never gone out to like the quarry and tried to jump off the rocks into the water because that's not how I behave.
I'll do it after the last show.
It is a fun town, though. And then what else? What have you got coming up past this weekend? Anything else?
Honestly, haven't thought past that. So just come on out this weekend.
Right. Find me on social. You don't need to make plans beyond the next couple of days.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with another one of these, and you can drop some more plugs in that one. I'm in Rosemont, Illinois, as we speak. And so tomorrow night I have a happy hour stand-up show at Zany's in Rosemont, where we're just doing stand up at like 6 o'clock. It's Cinco de Ohio. And so if you're listening, this episode that you're listening to now came out on May 5th. So hurry up and get down to Zany's in Rosemont. It's O'Hare adjacent if you want to fly in. And then Saturday at the same venue, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at 4:20. In the afternoon. And the next thing after that that I'm really excited about is on Sunday, May 14th. Every Mother's Day for I don't know how many years now, I've been doing Doug Loves Movies at 4:20 at Comedy Works in downtown Denver.
Ooh, cool.
And it really has just come together nicely because many years ago, I was just like, every time I play Denver, all the stoners that turn up, seem really into it, I bet you they would also show up on Mother's Day because I bet you that most of them like moved to Colorado and their Mother's Day is just making a phone call to mom and then just doing whatever.
Yeah.
Because most comedy clubs kind of lay down on Mother's Day and don't do much business because everything's just sort of dictated by like, let's just have a nice, afternoon and evening with our moms. So I just said to this club, hey, let's try a show in the afternoon on Mother's Day of Doug Loves Movies, see what happens. And it did well. So we've just been doing it every year ever since. And hope people come out to that. Thank you, Bree Pruitt.
My great pleasure, Doug. And Doug.
So much fun.
Thank you.
You only have to say it once. We get it. We understand. Yeah. We know there's two of us and you prefer one over the other.
Oh, I'd hate to make you share.
Yeah. Well, that's the fun part of the show is that when the guests come on at the beginning, one of many fun parts of the show, but it's fun that they can just say, hey, Dougs. It kind of feels like the Daniels, that directed everywhere at once.
We should do that.
Yeah.
The Dougs.
Wide World of Dougs hosted by the Dougs. Thank you so much, Bree. And like I said at the top of the show, it came up with it during the show. As always, Road Doug.
Got it.